This is Bird Note. Just off our continent's North Atlantic coast, hungry northern gannets are gathering in their hundreds. Their streamlined, meter-long bodies are feathered in satin white, their golden heads tipped with a bill like a spear. They wheel and turn over a shoal of fish, and then the hunt begins. From 100 feet in the air, the gannets plummet headfirst, gaining momentum with powerful wing strokes. Just before hitting the water, they pull their wings close to their sides, piercing the surface in the shape of an arrowhead at 60 miles per hour. A plunge dive that carries a gannet well below the surface where its lethal beak clamps down on a fish. Bobbing up, the gannet shakes its fishy prey with vigor, juggles it a bit, then swallows it headfirst. A brisk splashing bath, and it's up in the air for another dive. Such high-speed collisions would knock most creatures out cold, but gannets have evolved air sacs in both the neck and shoulders that cushion the impact, and their skulls are specially reinforced. When they're on the hunt, gannets offer a spectacular combination of beauty and lethality, drawing droves of tourists to places like St. Bonaventure Island in Quebec. More than 100,000 gannets nest here in summer, tourists watching in awe as the birds perform their hunting acrobatics. Until early fall, when the tourists head home and the gannets head out to sea for the winter. Only to return next spring, when the spectacle begins anew.